Okay, so today is March 27th, 2021. My name is Bryn Stevens, and I am interviewing for the COVID Green Light Initiative. Today I am interviewing
Jane Lamar from Frankfort, Kentucky.
And Larry Lamar, Frankfort, Kentucky.
Okay, and could you spell your names out?
Yes, J-A-N-E, L-A-M as in Mary, E-I-E-R.
And Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Lamar, L-A-M-E-I-E-R.
Okay. And you all live in Frankfort, Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay. So my first question is, why did you all put up the green light?
I put it up after the governor put his up. And I felt so strong about it just because of all those people dying, Bryn. I really did. And I just wanted to be some kind of little respect or something. I don't know. The governor was trying to get everybody to come together. And I just decided I was going to support him. And, you know, every green light means all the, you know, there's 6,000 people dead today. So I'm still going to burn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the green light is appropriate because of all of the suffering that people have gone through. And to keep a reminder of, you know, what is actually happening in our society. So it means a great deal to me when I see it on the lights, on the porches and things of that matter. It gives it a little bit of hope that people will pull together and be as one.
Okay. My second question is, what does the green light represent to you?
To me, it represents our governor. And to me, I was real powerful about this last year when it was going on. But to me, it represents our governor because he was trying so hard and trying to get everyone, you know, committed to it and feeling it. To me, no one was feeling it. A lot of people were acting like it wasn't real. So when he said, I'm going to burn the green lights for the dead, literally, I said, I'm going to too. So it's all about him and his leadership, I feel, right now, because he has helped us so much.
You know, the idea that, you know, these people are succumbing to this disease has to raise some eyebrows and say, hey, let's work on this thing and keep it going. I've gone, you know, at my age, I'm 75, and I've gone through some epidemics of proportion. One, recalling polio before they had a vaccine for that. So I've seen a lot of different areas of medical experience. And I think that the green light kind of gave me a ray of hope, really.
Okay. And then, let me see. Number three is, what impact has COVID had on you and or your family?
Our friendships, we've had some friendships that have been different because of the different beliefs about COVID and the way it's transmitted. And we've had some friends that we were very good friends, but we had to really compromise on myself. I had to quit talking about COVID as much because they're not believers. So that sort of worked on me.
And I've had relatives in Northern Kentucky that had contracted COVID, and they're extremely well-educated people. They suffered immensely in intensive care for weeks on end. Hopefully, you know, I hope that they're okay. That happened in April, and I was quite surprised that that happened to them. They're teachers at universities. And so that kind of, to me, lit a light and said, hey, there's something definitely going on here. Of course, I had that feeling at the beginning.
Okay. And then my last question is, where did you all get your green light?
Walmart. It's an air freshener.
It's amazing the creative ways people are finding to make green lights.
Honey, I couldn't even find a green light bulb, you know. So I had this old, you'll see pictures of it. And it, you can take the lid off and make a humidifier thing out of it with essential oils. And it has all these colors that you can light it up. And there was green. And it has sat out there during all this weather this winter and everything. This little cheap Walmart 1999 thing. Staying green. I have no idea why.
You know, we try. I have a switch lantern from the railroad. It has a very green glow to it. And I tried that numerous times and the bulb would burn out. And it really, you could see it as you pulled in on the street.
It was blinding.
It was a horrendous green.
Because it was a railroad thing. Long distance, and I
never,
blinding.
Jane and I could never get the thing to keep lit. It would burn the bulbs out. So we switched to something quite practical, something that we had that we weren't using, and it's worked very well.
Okay, well, that's great.
And I know I sound like a hick. I was going to use my good English, but I decided to just be natural.
Okay, well,
college degree.
Go ahead.
That's all the questions I have. So thank you guys so much for sitting down and talk about this. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you all the work you do and how smart you are. And this is really neat. This is really good too. And just put those papers in the mailbox whenever.
Okie dokie.
We'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
We love y'all.